Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 16 of season 3. This week we are studying the books of Enos, Jerem, Omni, and the Words of Mormon. And these writings represent the conclusion of what are called the Small Plates of Nephi. That was the continuation of Nephi's personal journal, where he was instructed by the Lord, and he also instructed his descendants to record only deeply spiritual and personal things. Nephi, Jacob, and Enos followed this direction pretty well, but it kind of falls off by the time Omni and his descendants start to keep the record. And then the book, The Words of Mormon, is a transition book, where there is a switch between the small plates and the large plates. Mormon provides his own commentary in Words of Mormon, and then the rest of the Book of Mormon is his abridgment of the people's history. For the podcast today, I'd like to focus on a couple of principles taught in the Book of Enos. I love Enos because he is such a relatable character. Enos was the son of Jacob, so his uncle was Nephi. And Nephi is someone that sometimes maybe we struggle to compare ourselves to. We read Nephi's powerful writings, we marvel at his obedience, and I think sometimes we say to ourselves, I could never be like that. We see our weakness, we recognize that we are just not on the same spiritual level as we perceive that Nephi was. Now, to be fair, I'm sure Nephi had his bad days as well. But Enos starts his record by saying that he was a sinner, and I think that's something we can all relate to. Let's read here in Enos, starting in verses 1 through verse 8. Behold, it came to pass that I, Enos, knowing that my father was a just man, for he taught me in his language, and also in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and blessed be the name of my God for it, and I will tell you of the wrestle which I had before God before I received a remission of my sins. Behold, I went to hunt beasts in the forests, and the words which I had often heard my father speak concerning eternal life and the joy of the saints sunk deep into my heart. And my soul hungered, and I kneeled down before my Maker, and I cried unto him in mighty prayer and supplication for mine own soul. And all the day long did I cry unto him, yea, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high, that it reached the heavens. And there came a voice unto me, saying, Enos, thy sins are forgiven thee, and thou shalt be blessed. And I, Enos, knew that God could not lie, wherefore my guilt was swept away. And I said, Lord, how is it done? And he said unto me, because of thy faith in Christ, whom thou hast never before heard nor seen, and many years shall pass away before he shall manifest himself in the flesh. Wherefore, go to, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's review the process that Enos went through. First, he had heard truth that was preached by his father Jacob, but clearly he either didn't believe it or hadn't followed it so much to that point in his life. Then second, he came to his own personal realization that he needed to change. He wasn't changing for anyone else. He was just changing because he knew that was what he needed to do for himself. And third, he did the required work to start that process of change. He was blessed of God with relief and confidence through the Savior's power. The process of change, no matter what the change is similar across disciplines. If we are trying to improve spiritually, or if we are trying to improve our relationships, or if we are trying to improve our mental health, this process works the same every time. First, we have to somehow learn the truth. We have to become acquainted with information that is going to help us improve. Second, we have to have the desire to do something about our situation. And that desire has to come from within. In psychology, we call that intrinsic motivation. And then third, we have to do something about our situation. We have to act on the knowledge that we have obtained. In mental health, the idea of readiness for change is critical when it comes to making long-term adjustments to our thoughts and behavior. There are a couple of researchers, DiClemente and Prochaska, and they theorized that there were five different stages of change, or five different stages of readiness for change. And I won't go into all the science, but these stages range from not wanting to change at all to being willing to try small changes, to making sincere efforts, to making significant and lasting change. In Enos model, most of the time we get stuck between steps 2 and 3. We have a desire to change, but then we don't do something about it. Or sometimes we do something about it, but either we do the wrong thing or something ineffective, or we do the right thing, something that is effective, but we just don't do it long enough. But as we consistently follow the pattern established by Enos behavior, we are going to eventually achieve the changes that we desire. There's one more thing that I want to discuss in Enos' record. After he had received a remission of his own sins, he starts to pray for his family, and then he also starts to pray for his enemies, the Lamanites. And he asks the Lord to preserve the Nephite record so that in the event that the Lamanites don't repent or that the Nephites are unsuccessful in being able to teach them, that perhaps Lamanite descendants could read what the Nephites had written, read about the truths, and eventually come to repent. Now, that record is the Book of Mormon, and the Lord did promise Enos and also many other Book of Mormon prophets that he would preserve that record, and he did. That's why we have it today. And we learn on the title page that the primary audience for the Book of Mormon are the Lamanites. We read about Enos' reaction to the Lord's promise about preserving the record in Enos verses 16 and 17, which read, "And I had faith, and I did cry unto God that he would preserve the records. And he covenanted with me that he would bring them forth unto the Lamanites in his own due time. And I, Enos, knew it would be according to the covenant which he had made. Wherefore my soul did rest." Let's focus on verse 17. After Enos receives the Lord's promise, he says that his soul did rest. To me, that sounds like his anxiety ended about this issue, and he just stopped worrying about it. I'm confident that for the rest of his days, he continued to have struggles with the Lamanites and probably worried a little bit whether they were eventually going to come to the knowledge of the truth, but Enos allowed his mind and soul to rest because he knew what the Lord had promised him, and he believed that. We've talked before about how we need to align our beliefs with truth, and as we do this, we are likely to have a more pleasant emotional experience. Frequent listeners to this podcast have heard me refer to Elder Lawrence Corbridge's 2019 BYU devotional entitled Stand Forever. It's one of my favorite addresses of all time. And here's one of my favorite quotes from that talk. Quote, "People say you should be true to your beliefs. While that is true, you cannot be better than what you know. Many of us act based on our beliefs, especially what we believe to be in our own self-interest. The problem is we are sometimes wrong. Someone may believe and even know that Jesus is the Christ and still deny him not once but 3 times because of the mistaken belief that he would be better off appeasing the crowd. Peter wasn't evil. I am not even sure he was weak. He was just wrong. When you act badly, you may think you are bad, when in truth you are usually mistaken. You are just wrong. The challenge is not so much closing the gap between our actions and our beliefs. Rather, the challenge is closing the gap between our beliefs and the truth. That is the challenge." End of quote. As Enos aligned his beliefs about the Lamanites with the truth that God would eventually reach out and help them, his soul did rest and he had greater peace. We can follow his example. If we find ourselves in emotional distress, there is probably some truth out there that, if better believed, will help our souls rest as well. I encourage you to seek truth from divinely appointed sources. Let that truth replace any thinking distortions you currently have, then enjoy the greater peace of mind and heart that always follows this process. I always end these podcast episodes with an invitation to act and invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you to do. Here's this week's invitation. Think about your own willingness to change and then rate yourself on the following scale. 1, I don't want to change. 2, I don't care if I change or not. 3, I'm willing to begin some small changes. 4, I'm ready to begin major changes. And 5, I've made major changes and am eager to maintain them. Now, once you've rated yourself, ask yourself these questions. Is that where I want to be on the scale? And if not, where do I want to be and how can I get there? I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement these weekly invitations. To find out how to get those, just sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. There's written transcripts of the podcast. You can find a link for that in the show notes as well. And also, please subscribe to the podcast. That way you can easily access new episodes each week. And I would love if you would share this with other people so they can understand these good principles as well. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.